people have accomplished since we first became the United States of America. Since the first days of our nation, we have been a country that values freedom, so much so that our Constitution includes a Bill of Rights. It guarantees these freedoms, and also it limits the power of the federal government. Most importantly, the men who wrote our Constitution were very clear about where those rights come from. They said we are endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights. They didn't say we are endowed by our government. They didn't say we are endowed by the courts. And they didn't say we are endowed by politicians. You see, the freedoms and rights we enjoy as Americans are recognized in our Constitution as coming from our Creator, the one and only God. That is the firm foundation on which our nation is founded. And at the core of those rights is that which I believe the human heart desires the most, and that's freedom. Freedom to worship. Freedom to speak your mind. Freedom to live as you choose and pursue any dream you have. You know, I used to believe our freedom was so deeply woven into the fabric of this country that nothing could ever put it at risk. But over the last 6 years, I have seen so many of our freedoms and rights under assault. It makes me seriously concerned about what kind of country my children will inherit. It used to be that in America, hard work and perseverance was enough to succeed in business. But today, you need to work hard, you need perseverance, but you also have to overcome a maze of federal rules and regulations. It used to be that in America, you could see whatever doctor you wanted. You could buy whatever health insurance you could afford. But today, Obamacare forces us to purchase health insurance we may not want, that covers health procedures that we may not even need. And the doctor you've been going to may not even take that new insurance that you have. All of these things affect families in every corner of this great state and country. Those families need someone who will stand up for them and fight to protect those freedoms. Someone who will fight to protect their values. Someone who will go to Washington, D.C., like Dr. Tom Coburn did, and say no to the spending and the debt that is bankrupting our country. Someone who will work every day to reclaim the promise of the American dream and greatness so that our children and grandchildren can live that dream just as our parents did. That is why I'm standing here today announcing my run for the United States Senate. The decision for me to run has not been an easy one. But frankly, it's the only decision I could have made. Standing by and doing nothing as our country goes so far in the wrong direction just is not an option for me. The 13th chapter of Romans says that we in government are ministers, and I approach this as a ministry. This is the same way I felt about 8 years ago when I first ran for the state legislature. Oklahoma had been going down the wrong path for so many years. But new leadership was in charge of the House. I knew our state needed energetic conservatives who would fight for the right policies. And that's why I ran. During my time in office, I was able to help cut taxes by hundreds of millions of dollars, eliminate millions in waste and duplication, and fundamentally reform our workers' compensation system, saving Oklahoma businesses $140 million every year in premium costs. And we required that food stamp recipients who are healthy have a work requirement of at least 20 hours per week. Once I became the Speaker of the House, I was in an even better position to implement these conservative values that we had talked about for generations. I wanted Oklahoma to lead the way in preserving freedom, strengthening families, and growing jobs. But I didn't want to do that just so that Oklahomans could benefit. My vision was for us to show the rest of the country what kind of prosperity could come from conservative policies. We know far too well that just telling people is no longer enough. We have to show them. One of my mentors, J.C. Watts, always tells the story of the picture on the box, and that is so true. Think about it. When you buy a new toy for your kids at Christmas, and it requires some type of assembly, I go through this every Christmas. If you're like me, you probably don't even bother to read the directions. All you do is look at the picture on the box. Many times that picture says more than all the words and instructions could, because you can see for yourself what it's supposed to look like. When I became Speaker of the House, I knew the country was hungry for that picture on the box. something to show them that conservative policies are what indeed lead to prosperity. There will always be room to improve, I'll admit, but what we have now is a state with one of the lowest unemployment rates in the country, and it has one of the lowest overall tax burdens. This is not by coincidence or accident. It's because we've worked to implement those conservative policies. We wanted people to keep more of the money that they earned, and we wanted businesses free to add more jobs. And the results have been spectacular. By almost any economic measure you could use, Oklahoma is the envy of the nation. There's another economic measure we're improving on, and that's our debt. You know, much has been made about my opposition to adding more debt to taxpayers of Oklahoma. But government shouldn't spend money that it doesn't have, and that's just a fundamental belief that I have. I've watched our country go trillions of dollars into debt, and I pledged when I became Speaker that Oklahoma would not go down the same path as Washington, D.C. We need to reduce our national debt, not keep adding to it. We will never get out of debt if we keep adding debt. Because I refuse to add more debt at the state level, Oklahoma has actually reduced its bond indebtedness by $85 million. In fact, if we continue on this path by refusing to add more debt, we will have paid off 85% of our bond indebtedness in 15 years. My friends, we cannot simultaneously be free and in debt. Proverbs 27:7 tells us that the borrower is a slave to the debtor. We must get spending under control and stop adding more debt. Whether it's our constitutional freedoms, lowering our tax burden, creating a better business environment, controlling spending and opposing more debt, restoring our military, these are the issues that I care about most, and because they represent what are my strongest core beliefs. Our common bond as Oklahomans is not our age, and it's not where we live, and it's certainly not our skin color. Our common bond is the values that we have and what we believe. I share the same beliefs as my fellow conservatives. I believe every man is created in the image of God. I believe our rights come from our God, not the government. I believe in our Constitution, which guarantees us the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I believe we must protect human life from the moment of conception. I believe the Constitution was written to limit the tyranny of our government, not to restrict the freedom of individuals. I believe we are guaranteed the right to keep and bear arms, and that we should not restrict that right. I believe government taxes too much, spends too much, and frankly regulates too much. And I believe still very much in the promise of the American dream. My friends, we have two simple choices we have to make. We can either work to save this country together, or we can continue going down the same path of more debt and economic ruin. We can unite as conservatives and elect leaders all across this country who will choose the right policies, or we can keep sending the same status quo politicians. I believe we must choose the path to faith, freedom, and individual liberty. It starts with us here. Today, it starts now. Working together with God's favor, we can save the America that we all love. Before I close, I want to mention to you my wife, who I know is at home watching this morning, one more time. As I've already told you, when someone gets elected, it's not just the individual who's elected that has to serve, but the entire family serves and sacrifices. And she's a remarkably strong woman of faith. Many of you know that this past fall, she suffered from a condition of breast cancer. And she's doing well now, feeling really good. But I go back this morning, I was reflecting in my private time on a conversation we had just before she went into the operating room. Our pastor had been there, our family was there, our kids, and they had cleared out. It was just the two of us. And just before they wheeled her back into the operating room, she stopped and she turned to me and she said, "You know, from this day forward, we're going to be very different." And I thought she was looking for my reassurance. I thought she needed reassurance from me about the future. So I told her, "No, we won't be different. You're still the same woman. I'm still the same man." And she turned to me and she said in a very soft voice, she said, "No, we'll be different because from this day forward, we're going to make every moment of every day count. And if you elect me to the United States Senate, you have my promise and commitment. I'm going to govern and make every single moment of every day count." So thank you for your support. Thank you for being here. And let's go win the United States Senate.